Hey, what's up? We're on again with Will Clyden from Ojai Energetics. This is Jason Jelonek facilitating the interview. What's up, Will?
How you doing?
Doing awesome.
Great to be here.
Yeah. I like that little heart exercise you did the other day. I don't know if you're up for sharing that or you want to jump right into it.
Yeah, I just did one right before you said it. You're tuned in. So we like to start our meetings with an exercise called a heart smile. And there's some really fascinating data on how our heart contains neurons similar to the brain, and that we're emitting a frequency that's measurable from the heart. And when this technique is applied, it drastically changes the frequency you emit, and it just really facilitates for wonderful connection and insights and flow for meetings. So I'd love to share that. So you start by closing your eyes and using your mind to imagine smiling at your heart until you feel your heart smile back at you. And once you feel that smile, you then shine that smile out to the other heart smiles. And it's simple and awesome. So.
Right on. Yeah, and so there's some science behind it, too. Love it.
Yeah, there's a group called the Heart Math Institute. They're worth checking out.
Great. Okay. Well, thanks, Will. Hopefully a couple people have tried that and can share it as well. Maybe we can go with an update on CBD or anything you want to share with Ojai Energetics, successes. And then we'll talking about essential oils and stuff. Go ahead.
Every day I'm inspired by the stories we get back from people and their experiences with our products. And it's always really nothing short of miraculous how it impacts their lives. And it's just a real honor to be in service like this and to be able to help people's lives transform. And what else? We've got some exciting product synergy launches with other like-minded companies in the drink arena coming out. We had there's a press release talking about us joining forces with Rocky Mountain High Beverage Company, and we're going to do a hemp seed, CBD infused, all organic energy drink, and CBD definitely synergizes well with people who partake in caffeine, as it's neuroprotected, and it also tonifies the nervous system. So it adds a really nice, calm, energizing, nootropic benefit to the user. And so we're super excited about that. We've got a few other things coming out the pipeline yet to be announced, so stay tuned.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty
awesome.
Exciting. Yeah.
Great. Yeah, so even without the caffeine, it still provides an energy boost. So I guess it's an alternative as well, right?
No doubt. It's an epic alternative, especially for people who are sensitive to caffeine. It actually works by targeting the adenosine receptors, and they're the same receptors that caffeine targets. But the way it targets it is a very tonifying, adaptogenic way in the body. And adaptogen is a term for a compound that balances the body out for homeostasis. So it can move things in both directions for balancing and maintaining balance. And CBD is one of the most profound adaptogens on the planet, and it's the same with how it works on the adenosine receptors. So it gives a really balanced, energizing focus and simultaneously a calm, relaxed mind and body.
That sounds great. Yeah. So there's a concept that's relatively new to me. I think it'd be new to a lot of people that I wanted to go in depth on, and that is using different terpenes or different scents or smells along with CBD. Where did that concept come from, and what do you have brewing, and how does that all work?
That's an epic question. The cannabis plant and the cannabis family, the Cannabinaceae family, I pronounced that right, is hops and cannabis, including, and hemp is a part of the cannabis family. It's a legal distinction, and that it, as most of y'all are aware, it's completely non-psychoactive, with a THC concentration mm-hmm. below 0.3. At that family, it has one of the most diverse terpene profiles and which on the planet. And terpenes are what give us the sensation of different smells and scents. And the olfactory system is one of the most glorified delivery systems and systems of the body. It really directly relates right into it connects to the hypothalamus, which is kind of like the information center for the endocrine system, as well as to our limbic system, which is our emotional body, and our reptilian brain for just general functions, as well as what people consider fight or flight. And so scent is one of the most, the way the terpenes work is they go up through the olfactory system and they enter the hypothalamus, and their terpenes are slightly denser than gas, so they can travel up, but then they're fat soluble mostly, and can pass the blood-brain barrier. And once in there, they start doing profound work within the body. They can mimic hormones, they can clean cell receptor sites, increase cellular communication, and there's a huge amount of diverse applications that terpenes have in the body. For instance, people know lavender essential oil, and so essential oils are the distilled, are predominantly terpene, constituted of terpenes. There's some other phytonutrients in them as well, but people know, like, lavender essential oil is very calming and relaxing, and helps have a deeper sleep. Name a few of the benefits, and one of the primary terpenes in lavender essential oil is called linalool, and it's also found in the hops plant, as well as certain strains and varieties of the hemp and cannabis plants. So, and those strains that have high linalool combinations are well known for their more calming, soothing effects. There's also another terpene called pinene. So that's present and named after pine trees, and it gives that well-known pine scent. And so pinene is great for soothing muscles and also provides some alertness in the body. And so strains with higher pinene are more cerebral, good for muscles. And so what people have known different terpene profiles and essential oils have these diverse benefits to the body. And what's come out more recently as people study it is finding that you can use the terpenoids to guide the cannabinoids, which are actually a type of terpene. It's a denser terpene. It's a tetraterpene through the body for different targeted cell receptor sites. So it's really cutting-edge, fascinating science where we can direct the CBD when taken, and then if you smell a particular combination of terpenes, let's say our clarify blend, that we're going to be launching 11 terpene blends as essential oils in the not too far future. And so, for instance, the clarified blend, along with helping the skin, also has it's a citrus-based blend, and so the limonene and the limonene, those terpenes are known for mood-boosting, energizing properties. So if someone wants to feel uplifted, they can smell the Clarify blend and then take the CBD, and it's going to direct that experience to be even more uplifting, whereas if someone wants to sleep deeper, they can use our dreaming blend and those particular terpenes, which includes lavender, can take the CBD and smell that and then enjoy the benefits of a deeper sleep. So you can direct it just with the terpenoids, and it's a really fascinating and exciting field of application.
Awesome. So it actually enhances the benefits of the CBD and maybe tailors them to a particular need of the individual.
Precisely. So from the initial 11, they can tailor their experience with the CBD and target specific desires just by smelling them and then taking the CBD, because the terpenes will get up through the olfactory center into the hypothalamus, where then they can get into the blood, and then they kind of direct the other cannabinoids or tetraterpenes to those specific cannabinoid receptor sites that they have affinities to. And there's a doctor, Michelle Sexton, who's a brilliant woman. I've spoken with her, when I spoke to her, this theory and observations has been relatively new, and she's been studying it and has been getting the same results as what we've been seeing. So it's really exciting to see that collaboration with other experts and getting those results, because the implications are quite profound.
Mm-hmm. Great. Wow. That's awesome you have some support around that. And, you know, from what I've gathered, the terpenes in the actual cannabis plant are the things that really give people the effect they're looking for. So it's there's a lot more to it than just, you know, taking CBD or THC.
Precisely. So one person could have an identical ratio of CBD to THC, let's say like a 24-1, and with a different terpenoid profile, can have a vastly different experience. One can be very uplifting and alert producing. Another one can be more calming, soothing, etc. So the different strains have different terpene profiles, where that's where people tend to have an affinity. And so I remember a long time ago, someone recommended that you always you smell the product, particularly with people who are using flowers, which unfortunately we can't use yet in the U.S., but that law is changing for interstate. But if your nose knows, so to speak, so if you smell it and you really like it, then that particular terpene combination is what your body is needing at that time. So someone can like the smell of one day, then the next day not like that smell and love a different terpene profile, and that would be the one to use. And so with these blends, we've kind of covered all the bases, so to speak. So people can use them and figure out what's most needed and desired for their body on that day, which is really exciting, or that time of day.
Wow.
And, awesome. And there's something to be said where the body also has its own innate intelligence, and so it works when you direct it, but also if you're not directing it, the endocannabinoid system will deliver the cannabinoids and other phytonutrients to where, you know, it sees sees best. But when you increase the concentration, you can also work with it and direct it, but you're not going to... What's fascinating with terpenes, they're called, in cannabinoids, they're left-handed ligands. And that means that they've got a left-handed spin versus a right-handed ligand, which is found when you synthesize or isolate compounds. And the right-handed ligand tend to be stressors on the liver. And so, for instance, an opioid like an aspirin that's isolated from willow bark for aspirin, it works by blocking the cellular communication and blocking the signals of pain. However, the body, when it's done with that, it cannot break it down into usable materials or building blocks, and it has to be processed out of the liver, and it can stress the liver. Whereas left-handed ligands, they are holistic in that they facilitate increased cellular communication, and when the body is done using them, it can break them down into amino acids on site for building blocks and usable bioharmonic materials, as opposed to ones that the body can't use. And so every when you're using the essential oils and the terpenes along with the cannabinoids, it's very holistic and gentle on the body.
Mm-hmm. Right. They call it stacking functions in permaculture.
Precisely. That's an excellent example of where you have it used for one purpose, and then it's not like you just throw it out like you would a one-time use styrofoam cap. You actually can break it down into other usable parts and become cell food. And that is exactly what we need and want for a sustainable and regenerative energy and way of life, and that starts with the body. And speaking of that, a little bit of a tangent with our bottles, they're amazing to repurpose. I always recommend when you're done washing them out and using them, you can make your own tinctures, it's a great way to. They're all recyclable, and we only use recycled packaging materials and earth friendly inks, but it's even better if before spending energy on recycling them, if you can repurpose them in your own home. We do that, and we would love for that to happen as well for other people.
Great. One question that came up was the difference between like smelling and ingesting orally or smoking a terpene with a cannabinoid. Is similar effect or better effect or more effect?
Yeah, so the getting into the body via the olfactory system is one of the most efficient ways. Vaporizing or smoking is pretty effective in terms of bioavailability. However, smelling the essential oils, you're going to get a lot more out of it than eating it. All of our oils are always tested for purity in either organic or wildcrafted. However, certain terpenes you don't want to ingest. Some are fine, but they're very, very, very potent because it's distilled, a lot of distilled plant matter, and a little goes a long way. And so smelling it is actually the most effective way, really, of getting it in the body. But what's unique with some of our patented processes is that with the hydrosome delivery system, we do the terpenes that are present in already in the strain that we use can actually get through into the blood very, very quickly, whereas a normal CBD oil, which would be a full spectrum if it had the terpenes, The terpenes are also fat soluble, so it's not a bioavailable process. So with our process, we can make it vast more bioavailable. So when you're taking the CBD, you're getting those terpenes that are naturally present directly in your body. And with the essential oils, we still recommend just smelling it, because you're gonna get a lot more mileage off of them that way.
I see. Uh-huh. And you can have a diffuser in a room, or, you know, put it on your beard as an oil.
Precisely. Yep. And all of the blends, there's some companies who sell essential oils that are not diluted in a carrier oil. And we don't, I personally don't think that's the most responsible way of delivering them, because they are very strong compounds, and certain ones are fine to put on the skin, like lavender, for most people. But there's other ones, like a clove or a peppermint, that can really irritate the skin if not diluted. And so we always have ours in an organic grapeseed oil, so that they've all been tested to show that they are safe to apply to the skin. You don't have to worry about any adverse reactions or irritation from them.
Nice. That's great. So, and then, and then you probably waste less too. I mean, if you spill a couple drops, it's not a big deal, whereas you spill a little lavender oil, it's like 30 plants down the drain.
Precisely. And the concentrations definitely, you really only need minute amounts of them to be efficacious. So all of these formulas we've actually, we've tested in a holistic health college for efficacy and safety. But the amount, what one really needs, is much, much less than even what, like, an undiluted drop, or, you know, a couple drops of the peppermint undiluted. You've gone overboard. It's fine, but you don't need that much. And mm-hmm. So this way, it's much more, efficient and sustainable.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, that gives me a lot to think about and try.
I always recommend it's a lot of fun. You can go, and if you're going to, we'll be releasing these blends in the not too far off. And in the interim, if you're called to it, I just make sure that they are certified organic, because there are people putting out synthetic essential oils, or ones that are extracted with harsh solvents. But if you get an organic one that's certified, you know you're good, and you can play and blend your own and experiment with taking the CBD and researching different essential oils and what they're known to do, and experience it firsthand of the kind of wondrous synergy between the two.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And your new product line, do you have a name for it yet? Or?
Yeah, it's Rainbow Valley Essential Oils. We're really excited. We've been perfecting them, and we're really excited to release them in the not-too-far future. Mm-hmm. And we've had tremendous results in our testing, so it's really exciting.
Nice.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thanks, Will. That's huge. That's really good wisdom there. Did you have anything else you wanted to say?
No, I just it's a pleasure as always, and we'd love to hear feedback as well. If anyone wants to give feedback or ask questions, always look forward to it, and We're thrilled to be part of this journey with everyone towards optimal living.